Jíhárchen nú Radio de Brig 105.9 FM. Dárch anza óvet bídein rádio, haben vi einjumul jiléinghe timad fesídneste persóns uinga holang haben am fesídneste témas. Ans jarrit zaya scheinmat disse persóns spazieren, en vi hoopen it jafdjunt wat interessante timna hárchen. So hult jün zoot, oude jün kaffe, en kumt en hárch na anza fatal.
Today I have Charlotte Wall with me here. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to come and speak with me. We are planning to talk a little bit about the Port Burwell Public School. So you have been a principal at Port Burwell's Public School, but not only that, you've also been a student.
Absolutely. So I believe it was 1982, 1983, wow. and 1984. I was a student in grade 4, 5, and 6. Wow. And then many, many years later, I had the opportunity of being the principal there and just mm-hmm. actually retired in June from Port Burwell Public School.
Okay. And it's amazing because right now Port Burwell is going to be how old?
It's going to be 100 years old. So we have the centenary of families actually who were part of the large migration to Mexico. And we're also celebrating mm-hmm. the same 100 centenary for Port Burwell Public School's existence. They started their very first school in 1924.
Who was it that started their very first school? You were saying, so they started their very first school in, and that was Port Burwell?
Yes, in Port Burwell. It started out actually at the Anglican Church, I believe, just across the street.
Yeah, because there is that church across the street. I didn't know. So yes. It started there and then they built a school?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that myself. They have been there for 100 years. They're celebrating their 100-year anniversary. So, and I think for a public school, that is pretty amazing because we were just chatting before and it's like, I don't know how many schools have made it this long to be like to stay in a community like that.
Yes, it's a very big deal. And when the school first started out, it was a one-room schoolhouse, and then it did build to where it was from grade 1 to grade 12. The last several decades, it has been designated as a kindergarten to grade 6 school. Mm-hmm. We are very excited, however, to announce that starting next year for the 2024-2025 year, mm-hmm. our students will no longer be leaving us to head to Stratfordville Public School. They'll get to stay. So next year, mm-hmm. it will be a K to grade 7 school. And then the following year, it will turn into a full complement kindergarten to grade 8. So we're super excited about that. And I've heard really good feedback from the community.
Yeah, I know even for myself, so all of my children went through the school and so they all did the transition from Port Burwell to Stratfordville, and it's great that they could do that. But I feel like, you know, grade 7 and 8, that's it's nice to be able to stay where you feel like it's homeschool, right? Because Port Burwell is such a community school.
Absolutely.
Like so much community involved in that school all the time. And that was amazing.
Yes, we were students who traveled to Stratfordville. And although I had a good experience at Stratfordville, I still was a Burwell kid. Mm-hmm. Burwell was my home. And so had I had the choice, I would have loved to have stayed in my community and finished off my elementary school years there. Mm-hmm. So these kids will have that opportunity, and I'm super excited for that.
Well, and it's nice because, the children, they're all in high school. One has graduated already. And if I talk to them, every one of them still says Port Burwell. Like even my daughter, who's grade 9 now, she still says Port Burwell is her most favorite school. Like that's her home school. And I think the connection you make with teachers from kindergarten to growing up and that, so it's nice to maintain that connection. So I think for these kids, it'll be really amazing to be able to stay where they started.
Yes, right? I agree.
They also do plan to have some amazing celebrations going on. Actually, you know what? Before we go into that, how about, you know, some of the, because Port Burwell has done a lot of changes recently.
Yes.
I know for myself, when I started there as a volunteer mom with my kids, they didn't have an elevator, and there was a lot of things that were different than they are now. There's been so many changes, and it looks great.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the changes that they've done?
Absolutely. It is a beautiful building. And when you walk in, you will notice it used to be one square building with the word girls on one side and the boys on the other. And that's actually where we came in and left every day, including for recesses. But the boys' side has been kind of shaved off and a brand new addition put on the building. So that was the first stage, was that we had a gymnasium installed into the school. Mm-hmm. and additional classrooms for the kindergarten program. Just in the last couple of years, we've had accessibility upgrades. So there's brand new flooring I haven't even had a chance to see.
I was there the other day. It's beautiful.
The gym is getting a makeover, I believe, this summer.
Oh, nice.
And we now have an elevator so that students and families who come can join us on any floor in the building. As you're aware, there are lots of stairs.
Yes,
and so
there are.
That makes it so that everyone has equal access to every single floor, where we have amazing things happening. So it's got a fresh coat of paint, and it's shining like a pretty penny.
It is. And then the addition of the parking lot,
because
I remember that wasn't there when when my kids were there. I volunteered a lot, so I was at the school quite often. That part wasn't there, and the sidewalks, and even just the gardening and stuff, a lot of it. You have that reading spot?
Yes, the reading garden at the front. So there's a lovely little nook that's all paver stones and a sitting concrete bench for classes to enjoy outside learning.
So it's a beautiful school. I was quite amazed. So I haven't been there in a while, and then I went to meet with some of the staff and teachers and that to discuss doing a bit of an interview and talking about the celebration coming up. And it was amazing to see all the changes and the community that gets involved in that school. It's
phenomenal. And I'm really happy that the school is a part of the community. So the church just across the road, we have partnered and we do community gardening. So our students go over and help to plant the garden, help to hoe the garden, and then in the fall have had an opportunity to eat some of the things that they had planted. So that's been really fun. And we also have the Horticultural Society have helped us with our students working on our own flower beds. The staff have really been all in with supporting all of these initiatives, but we really do feel that we're part of the community.
Yeah.
And just a couple of years ago, we spent the year learning more about our little village.
Okay.
And so we did a slideshow. Every student in every class were responsible for learning one historical fact about Port Burwell. Everything from
interesting.
It being, a boating town, to the coal yards, to where the schools used to be. So that was a really fun project. And we were able to pull in some of the seniors from the community who also attended as children there.
Nice. And there is so the school is 100 years old. So there's many, many who have come through those doors and who probably have some memory or another of Port Burwell Public School.
Yes. And what I can say to you is, and I'm not sure how many decades we have up on the wall, but one of the favorite things for families to do when they come in is to look at the class composites that are lining the main hallway. So I'm not on there. I'm a little bit predated, but many of our families, we do enjoy the fact that it's generational, that we have families who choose this amazing little port town to stay in. And so not only did they attend, but their children attended, and some of them grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So that's really fun watching families come in and find themselves on the wall and point those out to the kids.
Yeah, that is amazing to walk through, because I haven't actually done it. I should do it, to look through to see my children in there, right? it's just to see the history. It's amazing.
Yes.
So, and they also have now planned to do some celebrations for the 100 years. So could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yes, I am a very, very small part of it. But our current principal, Cindy Deek, has been working for months with the staff there and the students to prepare a really great 100 year celebration. So there's really a few parts to that. So the first piece, if you were to go on the Port Burwell Public School website, you'll see all the information that you need. But they are having a community event that the students and staff are leading on Thursday, June the 13th. Starts at 4 o'clock. And because our gym is only so big, we are asking that anyone who would like to come for the formal proceedings to sign up.
Okay.
We have two student presentations, and also some former alumni will be speaking.
So could you, just so to make sure everybody understands, former alumni, what are you referring to when you say?
So folks like me who used to attend Port Burwell Public School have been asked to come and take part in some opening welcome. And I believe there's going to be a cake cutting ceremony. Oh, nice. So if you like desserts, come on out and you can have some free cake. There's also going to be a fundraiser that our very supportive parents and current homeschool are going to be having. So there will be supper if you don't have time to have with your free cake. You could buy some slices of pizza as well. Okay. And our students are planning to give us some entertainment. So there are two times, the same show will be offered twice. And you can sign up for a spot to sit in the gym and listen to those performances.
And twice on the same day then?
Twice on the same day. So that's Thursday, next Thursday, June 13th. Everything will wrap up by 7:30, but the formal proceedings start at 4 o'clock at the school.
Okay.
So that's the formal piece. And then the next night, Friday night, is just an opportunity for anybody who has graduated from Port Burwell Public School gets to come. That makes us alumni. We're graduates, former graduates.
So anyone who's ever graduated from Port Burwell is considered now an alumni.
Okay. Absolutely. And so it's going to be really neat. The staff and a small committee has gathered up all sorts of relics and treasures from years gone by. So we have photo albums. I already have seen my photos from when I was on the floor hockey team, and some of my former classmates are in there. I think it's of particular note that there are lots of families who represent the Mennonite heritage who were my classmates, and so including my brother-in-law who was in my class. So it's really important that if you were a Port Burwell graduate, we want you to be there, and there's lots of fun stuff for us to be able to look at. And even some old t-shirts and things. Mm-hmm. We weren't always the Lakers. We were the Port Burwell Pirates when I was a student there.
So the logo has kind of changed with time a little bit.
Yes, there's no more knife in the mouth with a pirate on the front of the shirt. However, if you're interested in buying something to remember yourself as either a pirate or a Laker, there is a link for you to purchase some spirit wear. So t-shirts, sweatshirts, that kind of thing.
And that would be on the website. So what would the website be?
That is on the website. So there is a QR. So it's just a funny little square that you hover your phone over, and it will bring you to a website for you to purchase these things.
Will this option, like this QR code or this option, will they be able to do it if they come to the school, the celebration, or do they need to do it beforehand?
I believe it's both. It goes straight to the company and the company ships to you.
Okay.
So you might want to check that out. If you go to the Port Burwell Public School site, you click on that code and it will bring you up to the store where you can purchase those items.
Okay.
And then I guess the only other thing I wanted to say, so that former graduates event is happening on Friday, June 14th, and it's from 4 till 9. So you don't have to come for the whole thing, but anytime between 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock, the school is open to take a tour.
Okay.
There will be different decades to go and explore to see what did a classroom look like throughout the decades. So I'll be really excited to go through the 80s and see what that looks like. And it could not be made possible without the hard work of the staff and students and the committee who've been working. But we also have some sponsors.
Nice.
And so there will be a poster to thank all of the sponsors, the local people who have helped to fund us doing the event.
Yeah. And I think it's amazing to do that because it is definitely something worth celebrating. And a lot of people have memories and connections to that. And yeah, there's many from our Mennonite community who have been through those halls. And so anybody, even if you didn't graduate, but you were in the school for a short period, like Friday evening sounds like a great time to just come out, take a look, and just walk down memory lane.
I think it will be really fun to see faces that maybe I haven't seen since the 80s.
I am making a plan to go check it out and bring my kids along and stuff. And it would just be great to see, like, you know, just to see those faces and all the people that have been through there. So I think it's amazing. And I'm very thankful that you took the time to sit down and talk with me. So just want to reiterate again, like the date. So Thursday is more or less like alumni, so graduates presentation where they do need to have a ticket.
Yes, you have to register so you have a spot to sit.
And that they can find on the website, Port Burwell Public School.
Yeah.
And then Friday is open to all from 4 to 9. Stop in any time and just come chat and say hi.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Do you want to maybe remind some of the address for the school just in case somebody...
Oh.
I think it's 59
Strawn Street.
Strawn Street. I always forget how you say that. Well, the street name?
Many people call it Strachan Street, but okay. It's actually Strawn Street.
And also Google Maps, if you would put in Port Burwell Public School, it should take you right there.
Yes, yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Charlotte.
Thankful that you came to ask us about this. Thanks.